Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Good morning all, and sorry, just popped out to get some pictures there beside the beautiful river here in Drogheda. And part of the joy of travelling around the country is we get to visit towns, and as we love the history and the past here on the programme, we try and visit a museum, or in this case we managed to get a lovely walking tour yesterday courtesy of a man with a very familiar name, even though I don't know if you're any relation to the great Luke Kelly, but your name is Luke Kelly. Good morning to you, Luke.
Yes, good morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And I appreciate being taken on your radio show here this morning.
Oh,
it's
listen,
fantastic.
You very kindly took us on a tour to visit parts of Drogheda. I think I came here, Luke, at the age of maybe about 10 or 9 to visit Oliver Plunkett's, the head of Oliver Plunkett.
So that was 15 years ago, right?
I appreciate that. It was way back before time was created. But that's in St. Patrick's, is it, church? Which,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, St. Patrick's, St. Oliver Plunkett Memorial Church. St. Patrick's or St. Peter's?
St.
Peter's.
That's it.
St. Peter on West Street.
That's it.
Yes, that's commonly referred to as St. Oliver Plunkett Memorial Church.
Yeah, no, well, unsurprisingly, his head is still there and he's in.
Yes, that's right. The elaborate shrine of the preserved head of the saint is there since 1921.
Right, okay. Now, you gave us the walking tour yesterday because you were drawn to our attention because of the programme called My Streets Drogheda. Would you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, of course. Well, My Streets Drogheda was originally founded by two gentlemen, one called Alan Costello, he's a board member of the Drogheda Civic Trust, and he originally came up with the idea from Canterbury in England, where he noticed that resettled homeless men who had been living in shelters for homeless men had been successfully resettled into independent living, and he noticed that they had trained as tour guides and were taking tourists around the streets of Canterbury, showing off the historic ancient monuments in the streets in Canterbury. So he thought that a similar idea would be fantastic for the Drogheda area. So he got in touch with another gentleman called Austin Campbell from Drogheda Homeless Aid, who happens to work in Drogheda Homeless Aid, and the two of them were funded by, I'm unsure who they were funded by, it possibly was from the state and from the Louth area and the Meath area, and they come up with My Streets Drogheda project, and the training started last September with a local historian and ex-mayor of Drogheda, Sean Collins, who taught us once a week in the LES on Morality Street in Drogheda, the history of Drogheda, once a week for about 2 hours, from 2 to 4 every Friday afternoon. And that's where it all took off from there. Originally, there was 12 guides that started to train, and then it was brought down to 8 guides, 8 yeah, fully trained guides.
Okay, and you gave us this very comprehensive tour of the streets. And,
yes, that's correct. And it was fantastic bringing you on the tour and your colleagues.
Thank you for saying so. And I just was struck by, was it the baking factory?
Galbraith's baking factory,
where
yes.
The walls were kept people warm.
Yes, and the ladies of the night stood up against the wall at night time.
To stay.
The ovens would keep the walls warm, and the ladies of the night would stand there and keep themselves nice and warm.
Yeah, it's a great little story, isn't it?
And that wasn't today or yesterday either, right?
Indeed. How did you end up as part of the homeless story? Did you end up homeless yourself?
Yes, I did. Unfortunately, I did. I found myself in hospital a long, long time ago, in 2001. I'd been in hospital prior to that, but I was back in hospital in 2001. I was actually in with a psychiatric condition in a psychiatric hospital in St. Bridget's Hospital in RD. And I found myself in independent living shortly after that and found it difficult to cope with the responsibility of independent living. So I ended up back in hospital for another few months and found myself homeless. I had no place to go when I got out. So what happened then was, it was actually one of the patients who came up to me one day and told me that he was leaving, and he shook my hand and said goodbye. And I said, just as a matter of interest, I said, where are you going? And he said, I'm going to live in a hostel in Drogheda. And I said, a hostel in Drogheda? He said, yes. And I said, how much does that cost? He said, it's €47 a week. At the time, this was in 2002, it was €47 a week. And you got your food presented to you, you had your own room, cleaning facilities, shower, bath, you were given toiletries, etc., and you were, you know, and eventually you'd be resettled back into independent living. So I got on to my doctor, who got on to Drogheda Homeless Aid, and a lady by the name of Karen Smith and a gentleman by the name of Francis Regan came down and interviewed me, and I was given a place in the hostel, and I moved in, and I lived there for a period of time. Yeah. I lived in one of the resettlement homes for a period of time, and then in July 2008 I was successfully resettled into independent living.
Right, so you've been kind of through that system a lot.
Yes.
What's it like living in that sort of world where it's kind of hostels and other men and...
Well, in a way, I got a great few laughs out of meeting some... Yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah.
A great few laughs out of some of the men. I met people from all walks of life in the hostel.
Yeah.
People who came from all walks of life. And I would describe them as being characters as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of them did make me laugh. There was times when a lot of them annoyed me too, don't get me wrong. But more laughs than being annoyed. And, you know, I suppose... It was a wonderful experience, really. And I also went for counselling in the hostel, which helped build up and change the opinion I had of myself. Because back then I had quite a negative opinion of myself. I had a low self-esteem and low self-worth. And with the counselling and the services in Drogheda Homeless Aid, and of course working in conjunction with my psychiatrist as well, that all helped me to be finally resettled. In
how do most of the people end up in homeless aid, generally speaking?
I think, well, a lot of people unfortunately find themselves with alcohol problems, with drug problems, with mental health issues, with mental illness, and a lot of them end up in places like treatment centres. They might have been put out of their homes for non-payment of rent, or because parents or partners would have had trust issues with them living with them, so they found themselves homeless, and they found themselves in treatment centres or in hospitals, general or psychiatric maybe, or some maybe even in prison, who had no place to go when they got out, and Drogheda Homeless Aid were kind enough to accept them and take them in and keep them there for a period of time, and then eventually resettle them into independent living.
And how are you these days?
I'm fantastic, Ryan. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
You're in better shape than you've ever been.
Oh, much better, yes.
You seem to enjoy, you were given the tour yesterday, you seem to like your history, you like your town.
Yes, I do. I've been living here, I didn't grow up in Drogheda, I originally grew up in a place called Dunboyne, County Meath, but I've been living in Drogheda since 2002, since I moved into Drogheda Homeless Aid, and it's a fantastic town, and there's some wonderful historic ancient monuments in the town. My favourite, my two favourites, possibly being St. Peter's, St. Oliver Plunkett Memorial Church and St. Lawrence's Gate.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, we took photos there on the website. You can see it just here, is it?
Yes, the turrets. It's just over there. That's
over the river,
You can see it over there, yes.
But everywhere you look, there's you see a spire peeping up there. I think that's Oliver Plunkett's, is it?
Yes, that's St. Oliver Plunkett Memorial Church.
So you're never far from history in this town.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good place to be. Luke, thank you for calling by today, and thanks for your time yesterday.
Thank you for having me, Ryan.
Yeah, it's been really nice to meet you.
Yes.
It's a little after 9:30 now on Tubridy on 2FM this Wednesday morning. We're live from the Chip Van just outside the D Hotel here in Drogheda by the Boyne. If you're passing through, be sure to stop and say hello. We're here for the Easton Spelling Bee, so we'll get in and meet the children in a little while, but let's take some more music.